Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Taking your fun facts and your trivia nugs. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
It is National Teachers Day. So thank you to all of our teachers. We need you more than ever, especially in the last few years. Unfortunately, I know too many teachers who have left the industry. I think there are a couple of industries I would give pay raises to. I would give more money to nurses, cops, firefighters, and teachers.
Because, and radio
and morning
presenters.
Show. Yes, and DJs. Yes, and rock radio DJs in the central part of the state of Iowa. But
on Laser 103.3 at 1416 Locust.
Just trying to narrow it down. But teachers, to me, deserve a massive pay raise, because especially in today's day and age, you are being asked to do more with less than ever before. Budgets keep getting slashed in every state, every county, every city. The demand keeps going up. You're asked for more responsibility. You used to just have to teach. Now you have to be a daycare provider. And some schools are probably going to ask you to be, you know, the protector of your children with weapons. So to me, if we can say happy National Teachers Day, I believe Teacher Appreciation Week, is it this week or next? I can't remember. But thank you to our teachers, and you deserve not just a whole day, but you deserve an entire week, month, year. We thank our teachers.
Have you thanked any of your teachers from the past as an adult, Wicket? Because I would guess, and I'll put that challenge out there to the world.
I don't know how many are alive.
I'll put that challenge out there to the world, because I think that it's great that the kids are saying thanks and bringing the cards. And I think that it's great that the parents of the kids in the class with the teacher are bringing in the gift card to Target. Hey, thank you. But have you gone back name any teacher that was impactful for you, and even just maybe sent them a Facebook message and said, yo, bro.
Hey, brah.
It was
really
awesome.
Now he'd be Bill. He wouldn't be Mr. Keith, because he's in his 60s and I'm in my 40s. It'd be Mr. Keith. What's up, Bill?
Really awesome that time that you told me that thing.
It would be good to do. Again, it's weird, because all of a sudden, when you get to a certain point in your life, in our era, now you're Facebook friends with your teachers. You know, I don't know if you're Facebook friends with any of your teachers, but I'm Facebook friends with at least two of my teachers. And that, to me, is weird. Now three, now that I can think of it. I'm Facebook friends with at least three of my teachers.
I became friends with one of my teachers in college.
Yeah.
His wife didn't like that.
How good a friend is it you? It is National Teachers Day, so thank you to all of our teachers. And I hope you can cut out the noise and the BS and continue to do what you do. My neighbors, my good friends who live two doors down, Stephanie and Alex, are teachers. I can't imagine what it's like. They deal with 7th and 8th grade kids. Can you imagine dealing with 7th and 8th grade kids? That's 12 and 13. Oh, my God. I can't imagine dealing with any kids other than my own, and I suck at that.
I don't mind 12 plus year olds.
12 plus?
They're basically small adults.
They can eat. They can make their own food. In theory, they can go to the fridge, make their own food, tie their own shoes, cannot wait to get to that point.
No, I you can make conversation with a 12 plus year old. I mean, I could scoop a random 12 year old out of Des Moines, and we could talk about the Tom Brady roast together.
Right, you could.
Nikki Glaser killed it.
She was great.
Yeah.
She was great. What happened to her, by the way? She looks worked on. Is that the right thing? Can I say that?
I did not get that at all.
Oh, my gosh.
She works out a lot.
No, her face changed, just like Tom Brady's face changed. Lee and I are watching this, and this is way off the teacher thing. We're watching the Brady roast. I got halfway done with it, because it's 3 hours long. Oh, my God. 3 hours. We start watching it, and she is appalled by Tom Brady's face. Remember we talked about all the plastic surgery? Like, his face looks sucked in. The cheekbones, it looks like it's just sucked in down to his chin. Nikki looks the same way. Like, Nikki now looks like Tom Brady.
I
know you love, you're a Nikki stan.
I
understand.
Strongly disagree.
I get it.
Nikki Glaser an ideal specimen of a human in every way.
Go watch Nikki Glaser roasting anybody else, and then
go
look
watch Nikki Glaser live at Hoyt Sherman.
I'm not knock in her comedy. She's hilarious. I like Nikki. She was fire last night when I was watching it. But she's gone Hollywood and had work done on her face. And she doesn't look like she's looked in other roasts. She doesn't look the same. And that's fine. Like, I get it. Hollywood, you feel like you have to have plastic surgery all the time. But she did not look like Nikki Glaser has looked in other roasts.
Okay, I did not catch any of that, okay. So I strongly disagree.
She was funny.
The thing that I noticed was that in the beginning, Nikki looked like she was a little nervous. Like she was wanting to make sure that set was perfect because it was streaming live on Netflix.
I didn't watch it live. Did you watch it live?
No.
Okay.
And some of the other dudes up there in the dais were just drinking wine, like,
yeah,
chilled out,
yes,
loosey-goosey, and,
yeah,
and that's fine. But she had a tight, incredible, I think, the best set.
Of course you do. All, you don't think guys are funny, and the only female that got on stage, you're going to think, is the best one up there. She was really good.
Kim K was up there.
She was... Kim was surprisingly not terrible, too. Like, I don't view Kim as a comedian, but I kind of laughed more than I thought I would during Kim's.
Someone else probably writes for Kim.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Somebody wrote for Drew Bledsoe, who was a quarterback, and somebody wrote for Randy Moss, who was a wide receiver. Somebody, yeah, you're 100% right. But Nikki's set was fire. It's what I expect out of her when she roasts.
I'm not going to ruin this for the people that
haven't
seen it.
No spoilers. But it's so long.
I laughed hard. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah.
But Kevin Hart takes a swipe at Randy Moss.
Yeah.
After Randy Moss goes on. And I laughed out loud. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. And it does have to do with National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Sorry to...
Tell us something we don't know.
Bring it all the way back. All right.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Taking those fun facts and trivia nugs.
The Laser. 515-244-1033. Knowledge is power. So tell us something we don't know.
Don't throw your knowledge of current events at me.
Enlighten us at 515-244-1033. Heather and Wicked eagerly await your titillating tidbits.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Scott. How you doing there?
What's up, Scott? Tell us something we don't know.
You know, Robert De Niro, he played Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull, you know?
Could have been a contender, yeah.
They asked him to wear a fat suit. For the end of that movie, he decided to eat pasta every day to put on food.
Like a true Italian would. Instead of putting on a fat suit, he's just going to eat spaghetti.
That's what he did.
Dude, I could not put on weight like that. If, like Wicket, you have to put on 20 pounds or 15 pounds, I could not do it, even just constantly hammering pasta.
Everybody is acting like that is such commitment. That is literally the longest path to the goal. Like, hey, take 15 minutes and put this fat suit on, or take 15 weeks and eat a bunch of pasta and actually gain the weight at an unhealthy rate. Why would you take the longest path to the goal?
He was method acting. I don't know. He decided that's what he wanted to do. Hey, Scott, appreciate you getting in.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have
been somebody, Heather.
Mm.
I imagine you've never seen Raging Bull. I know
ring
you've
the
never
bell,
seen.
I don't. I don't think I've even heard of that movie.
What year did Raging Bull come out? Now I need to know.
Back in the olden days.
It was not the olden days.
Tell us something we don't know.
It was 1980. It was before I was born.
244. Yeah. 244.
It's before you and I were alive, all right?
1033. Taking your fun facts and your trivia nugs. There's a band, Wicket. A pretty popular band. In fact, this band has the most popular karaoke song of all time. At any moment in the world, someone is singing one of their songs. And this band has literally never had a number one hit.
Is that
even
true?
Even with that?
Wait, so the answer is...
The closest that this band has come was with this song.
Wait, not the other one?
Yeah.
Wait, Journey's biggest hit on the charts was this?
And Open not Arms, not, Wicket.
What? It's a great song, by the way. Grab someone close.
couple skate, turn down the lights.
Lighters up. We're now cell phones. Oh my gosh. I Don't Stop Believin' wasn't a bigger hit for Journey?
Correct. This song?
I mean, listen. I had a dude sing this at my wedding. My buddy Shane karaoke'd this. This is what he does. Every bar, every restaurant. We went on vacation together. He karaoke's this song like a whole bunch of dudes do. This wasn't a number one? It's amazing.
1982.
That was one. I mean.
But yeah, Journey has never had a number one hit song. Incredible.
And then we just learned, what was the fact about Journey? Like, they've been on the top. They're one of like three acts who've been on the top like 200 songs or whatever on Billboard for 200 months or something like that. Or some ridiculous stat along with like one Bob Marley song and Aerosmith.
A band that's been on Family Guy, South Park, like Caddyshack, like
it's big Journey.
Movies. Yeah.
It's Journey. I mean, now they're doing free stages at fairs with their 29th different lead singer all across America, but still it's Journey. You go there and you hear Open Arms and you hear Don't Stop Believin' and you hear Faithfully and you hear all like the Journey hits.
Separate Ways.
Separate Ways.
Who's Crying Now?
I mean, that's amazing. 515-244-1033. Fun facts are just flying off here. 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Threads at Laser1033. Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicked. It's Carissa.
Tell us something we don't know, Carissa.
Did you know that yesterday, not only did Brandon Carlo from my Boston Bruins welcome his first child,
he played. He came back and finished the game.
Yes, he scored that goal and everything. So he had a crazy busy 24 hours.
Did you know that I just did sports about the Timberwolves, and I mentioned Rudy Gobert, their best defensive player, missed the game. He missed the game for the birth of his kid, and he didn't come back. That to me, it's like, man, NBA players, fine. Hockey players, you could break their foot off, and they're still going to play.
Can I get back into the third period?
Yeah, and he scored.
Great way to start that series. Let's keep that momentum up so we can get on to that next round.
Thanks, Carissa. Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Ironhide.
Tell us something we don't know.
Unless you're actively looking for it, your brain will ignore your nose.
Yes.
What?
You can always see your nose, Wicked. It's always in your field of vision.
Yeah.
But your brain has to pretend it's not there.
Right through it.
Because it would be so distracting to just be looking at your nose all the time. So it's always there. We just...
My nose is always there. I can confirm that.
We don't notice it.
Oh, we don't know. No. Well, that fun fact is nothing to sneeze at. Thank you, Ironhide, for laughing.
It's not funny, Wicked.
I know! Come on! This is getting better and better!
Okay. It's really meaningful when you play your own cymbal crash.
You want to do it again?
No.
That fun fact is nothing to sneeze at.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Our friend Lucy, who has 34 tarantulas at her place, has a fun fact about tarantulas.
Really?
Male tarantulas only live about 6 years.
Okay.
Female tarantulas can live up to 25.
That's about right. Yeah. I mean, really, we're used up after six. I understand that. Do you think...
They do talk about how mating season, the males are leaving their burrows to search for receptive females.
Right. We need receptive females. Yes. Do you think Lucy, who, if you missed it, it's one of our favorite calls we've ever taken. She has 34 tarantulas, and they're each in their own little like jail cell on a wall in her house. And then she called back with another tarantula fun fact the week later. And then she has the fun fact about tarantulas on the Facebook page today. Do you think when you talk to Lucy, is she a one-trick pony? Like, does she only talk about tarantulas? Like, you go out to eat at Applebee's, and she's like, guys, Big Daddy, the tarantula, did this today. And then she's like, I'd learned more about tarantulas. Do you think she's a well-rounded person, or do you think she's just tarantula-based?
I think she's well-rounded, and I also think that she's the person that we know that is most likely to be a serial killer.
Because she's tarantula-based?
So, I think she's so well-rounded. that she has the potential.
She's got the potential to murder us all?
Yeah.
Lucy, I mean, we love you, by the way. Don't do it.
It would just be so easy. Uh-huh. Like, if you have 34 tarantulas in a room, just ready.
Yeah.
It would just be so easy to accidentally throw someone in there. Oh, no, I tripped. Emptied all the cages.
Can tarantulas harm you? I didn't think tarantulas...
I think anything can harm you, Wicked.
But, like,
drown in 1 inch of water.
Just the idea of being surrounded, like, you're in Lucy's dungeon, right? And the 34 tarantula boxes open, and they jump out. I don't know if tarantulas can jump. They did it arachnophobia, but I don't know if they really can. And you see a jump. My skin is crawling thinking about that. 34 tarantulas coming up to you, potentially jumping at you. Oh, God.
You know what would be the best?
No.
We've got Lucy, and then we've got our friend who called about the 99 copies of Twister.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm thinking? Not Sharknado, but Spider-Nado.
There has to be a movie about tornadoes filled with spiders. There has to be a Tarantula-Nado or something out there.
Yeah.
515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know.
Arachnado.
give us your fun facts. Call or text 515-244-1033. Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. We got two Threads responses yesterday.
What's up, Threads?
At Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is Lucy, the tarantula girl.
Said to Heather, while it's ringing, and we saw it light up, I said, I'll bet you this is Lucy.
I was like, I didn't even call in, and I'm making the radio already.
Lucy, you are now such a big deal, you're catching strays when you don't even realize it.
I'm supposed to defend myself, because I'm not only just about tarantulas.
It's okay if you are. Like, we're not only about Metallica. We're about everything that rocks. Yeah. But, like, we do a lot of Metallica. You do a lot of tarantula talk.
So, tell us something else you like besides tarantulas.
Well, I foster kittens.
Let's go back to the tarantulas.
Heather likes cats. I like unicorns. And we have over 30 bonsai trees as well.
Okay.
All right. I like all of these things. Do you have any current foster kittens that are looking?
No, because my last foster kittens, I had one that was a foster fail and I kept them.
Mocha is my foster failure. He showed up and has never left. It has been 14 years, I want to say. Yeah. I'm curious about your bonsai trees. I have a juniper outside that I pretend is a bonsai.
Like a lot of people think bonsai is like just like Karate Kid, and that's not true.
I mean, I did. Like, Lucy, I thought it was exactly like what I saw in Karate Kid. So, what do you have to do with the thing? Do you have to trim it all the time?
Jared is in the bonsai club in Des Moines.
Wait, there's a bonsai club in Des Moines? Hold on here. Yeah. There's a bonsai tree club here?
Yeah. They have a meeting once a month at the garden.
Can you attend the meeting virtually on your bonsai phone?
I don't think it's virtual, but
or on your bonsai pad.
It's 2020 on your bonsai pad. Get out of here. Jesus. Get out of here. So your husband goes to a bonsai tree club monthly here in Des Moines. What does he do there?
They file their trees and wire them and wrap them and shape them.
Yeah, but if you have 30, does he haul all 30 to the meeting?
No, like they grow slow, so like they're in different stages.
Sure. Why 30?
I mean, you know this by now. We can't just have one.
Right, I get it. I guess when you have 34 tarantulas, every tarantula needs some shade. So...
I mean, you got to have all different kinds.
Can you just imagine walking into Lucy's house?
Yes.
And you just see a forest of bonsai trees on one side, a bunch of jailed tarantulas on the other side. Like, what else is weird about you, Lucy?
I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this, Lucy. What is it about you that you think is normal?
Not really anything. But I'm not a serial killer. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Every serial killer says that.
I know, right?
Can this be your theme song, Lucy? Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it, Lucy.
Oh, God.
Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's deep
bonsai of the tiger.
It's the second straight Tell Us Something We Don't Know Tuesday where we've played Eye of the Tiger.
Listen.
This is the second straight one. I'm fine with it. Bring on it.
Maybe
Bring
I'm a on. One-trick pony.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Last week was somebody about Rocky III. This week it was about right. bonsai trees. Hey, more we can
but
play
you
that.
You're asking about the spiders if they could hurt you, right?
Yeah, can tarantulas okay. hurt me?
So old world spiders have venom that could potentially make you ill.
Do you have any of those in your house?
We have one. It's a baby. And we had one before that we actually lost in our home when we were rehoming it.
This is starting to sound real Jurassic Parky.
This is starting to sound real serial killery. Oh, we lost a venomous tarantula. Come on over.
Yeah, it's been missing for over a year, but I bombed the whole kitchen, so I hope that it died, but it could potentially still be out there.
Who else has been missing for over a year? See, like, that's what we really need to know.
We had three dogs and two kids. We're down one of each, but maybe we bombed it. Who knows?
I mean, they just found that body. 20s before I bagged a ginger.
Let's go, Kelly Clark!
Let's go, Kelly Clark!
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
The lady that called about the dog cult.
Yeah, dog cult, Mary. Yes, 100%.
Tell us something we don't know, yeah. Mary.
Hey, I have lizards and geckos and water dragons and an iguana, a big 3-foot iguana. And I think you guys probably don't know that water dragons will go into a trance. They go into a trance in their water. They'll go into this trance where they fall asleep in the water and they can hold their breath for 25 minutes.
While sleeping?
While sleeping. You turn them upside down and they will go into a trance and go to sleep too, kind of like a shark.
It what? Sounds exactly like Wicket going into a trance when he submerges himself in White Claw.
I'll see you at Vibrant Music Hall tonight.
Stain.
Seether and Stain.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Water Dragon Mary. I like that more than Dog Cult Mary.
Yeah.
People like water dragons more than dogs.
Water Dragon Mary, White Claw Wicket.
Hanging out.
What's up?
And my gecko laid eggs this weekend, so we're going to have babies. So.
Did you know geckos laid eggs? Heather, be honest.
I mean, I knew they had a cloacia or cloaca. I don't know how to pronounce it.
If you were to say Wicket, how do geckos reproduce? I would have thrown out eggs with a question mark. Like, I would never have known that's how geckos reproduce. This is a double for you, Mary. We appreciate you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. Did you know that some humans produce Wicket by drinking beer?
Some what? So, is that how you reproduce? Is that how you conceive? Is that happen?
I've heard
it happens.
That sometimes you go to the Iowa Craft Brew Festival.
Yeah, it happens.
And then
baby making music.
Had no idea.
Sure.
What? How did that happen?
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of, we'll have your chance to win a pair of passes to the Iowa Craft Brew Festival before 8 o'clock, right after Morning Brews. So that's coming up.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
You're welcome.
All right. Laser, who's this?
This is Abson.
Tell us something we don't know.
Honeybees flap their wings 230 times a second.
Is that more than a hummingbird?
I believe so.
Okay.
It's more than a super stroke engine.
It's more than a super stroke engine, Heather. Like, we didn't know that. Like, everybody.
Like, but when I read a statistic, that's the comparison it gave me.
I feel like more people would be able to visualize a hummingbird than a super stroke engine. I love that.
There are people that are literally Googling, what is a super stroke engine?
And we're two of them. Addison, you're great, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too.
So a super stroke engine fires twice as often as a two-stroke and four times as often as a four-stroke.
Okay, which is less than a B.
You also have a long stroke engine, Wicket, which has a greater depth.
I love Google.
In its cylinder compared to the bore of the circular opening. You also have a short stroke engine.
What a day.
Man. Has a wider bore, which is the diameter, Wicket.
No, thank you.
They're also known as over square engines.
Oh, are they?
Now, there are some advantages to the long stroke versus the short stroke. And then there's also a one stroke, the E-Rex engine. We're strippers, so we know what cash looks like.
I'm Heather Lee for Ibuprofen.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
It's
Annie.
Tell
Annie.
Us something we don't know, Annie.
Did you know that the U.S. is slowly being overrun by a plant named kudzu?
Is this the yellow flower, like, weed thing I've got going on in my backyard that I cannot figure out even how it started? It's, like, migrating from my neighbor John's house through the fence line, and it's taking over the back corner of my yard.
No, because kudzu has not invaded Iowa yet. It's predominantly in the South. Mm-hmm. There's a couple million acres of land between Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama that have been overrun by this plant.
Well, there's a lot of problems coming out of the South, so that actually just kind of adds to the list. Yeah. Then what is in my backyard? That's the real question.
Well, the good news is...
probably hogweed.
Heard it pronounced kudzu, but that's probably what they say in Virginia. You can eat the roots, so there's that, Wicket.
You can eat the leaves. The only known predators to kudzu are goats and humans, and it's an Asian plant that was almost extinct in Asia because of humans eating it.
Well, that's why you hire goats in Seattle, Wicket, to eat your blackberries.
So we need to hire goats to protect. We need goats around the border to protect this.
We need to call Tom Brady. He's not doing anything now that he's out of football.
We need to.
And he is the goat. So
I don't think that's
what else could he do?
We have our own goat in Caitlin Clark.
She's busy. She's doing goat things.
Oh, my bad.
She's still employed. He's an unemployed goat.
Thank you, Annie.
Have a good one, guys.
That special is excellent. Wicked and I have each watched about half of it.
I am 10 comics in, and I cannot believe.
We're taking our time with
this. I turned it on last night. The kids go to bed. Lee comes downstairs. I said, you want to watch the roast? And then I hit Netflix, and I turn it on. And I see it's 3 hours. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Who has 3 hours to sit and watch anything on a Monday night or a Tuesday night? You know, it's like, so we watched the first hour 20, hour 40, something like that. We're about 10 comics in.
Yeah.
If you want to see my rankings, follow me on Twitter at Mike Wicked. I have actually given a grade to every comic as I do 3 at a time, bang, bang, bang. And I give some sort of short, like 3-word review of everyone.
Nikki Glaser was the best so far.
She got a queen emoji.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because she was great.
I don't really understand your rankings.
Because she was great.
You're like, on a scale from good to purple.
Rankings may be the wrong word, but I give a quick review of everybody.
Okay.
Like Kevin Hart, I normally am not a big Kevin Hart fan, but Kevin Hart was so funny in the open, and then in between, he's great. Jeff Ross, I can't believe they opened with him and didn't close with him, because he's the king of roasts, and even... Drew Bledsoe. Tom Brady took his job. Whoever wrote Drew Bledsoe's material for him, he delivered it well. I thought he was really funny.
I thought he was a comedian.
You know, he was a guy that he went number one.
I know now.
You now know.
We kept pausing it, and Marcus was explaining to me who everyone was.
There are a lot of football jokes that Lee didn't get. I look over like I'm crying laughing, and she's just on her laptop or whatever. But the Brady roast has a lot of football jokes. Like, you haven't got to Bill Belichick yet. He's the Patriots head coach.
I am aware.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I just don't know what they look like.
Okay.
That's my number one issue with football.
Okay. Well, they do wear a mask. They do wear a mask.
And they're all wearing those matching outfits.
So some were really good. There was one pair of comedians you and I completely disagree on.
I know. I liked them.
Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura on stage at the same time. And my 2-word summation of their performance was barely funny.
And they were my second choice. And Nikki Glaser.
Of course she is, because you're incredibly biased towards her. And that's fine. You're like, guys aren't funny.
I think that most people found her to be the funniest.
She got
a standing ovation.
She doesn't look like Nikki anymore. I don't know what's happened to her face, but she was funny. And she's always funny. I love her on roast because she's mean, brutal. I love her.
I just feel like she puts the most work and effort in.
Okay. Nobody, okay.
Everything's a joke.
Oh, my
I
God.
Feel like Kevin Hart was getting distracted by himself. Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's nice you guys.
What's up, brother?
Have you noticed that the moon has changed direction?
The moon changed direction? You mean the way it's facing, the way it rotates? What are you talking about?
The way it rotates.
The moon is rotating backwards now?
Yeah. I noticed like 4 months ago.
you noticed the moon was rotating backwards 4 months ago.
Yeah, maybe three.
What kind of research have you done to come to the conclusion that the moon is rotating backwards?
Visual experience.
Okay.
He used his eyes, Wicket.
I feel like the first time I would hear about the rotation of the moon changing wouldn't come from Nightshade.
I mentioned this to you 6 months ago, Wicket.
It would come from, like, a scientist.
I know. The idea was 280 IQ, so...
Right. 280 is probably low.
I think it was Steve Jobs who said his best ideas came from their cleaning person.
Okay.
So, I mean, Nightshade is onto something.
I'm going to have to look into... I don't fact check, but I feel like we would... The tides would change because of the gravitational pull from the moon. I feel like this would be a bigger news story than appearing on lasers tell us something we don't know.
You never know where the knowledge is going to emerge from. We are merely vessels for the knowledge to flow through.
I love him. I love his 280 IQ, by the way.
I didn't know you could have an IQ over like 220 because I feel like
180 is the highest on the scale. It says profoundly gifted. Like 160 is genius, and then 180 is above that. I don't know what is above. Like maybe the next level is Nightshade.
For some reason, I am Googling this Wicket. Because I thought it definitely went to 200, but 280.
280 is a lot.
Yeah.
280 is a definite, like Stephen Hawking, 160. Yeah.
No, so they've got records of 198.
Okay.
I'm seeing on a quick Google. So I do believe that it goes into the low 200s.
Some dude in South Korea had a 210.
Okay, perfect. That's all I want. Because I was going to say, I think it has gone into the 200s, but...
So what you're saying is that might still be a possibility that Nightshade in Des Moines might be a 280.
No, I think that he might be a 180. Okay. I think he might be a ton 80, and I think he might be very good at darts.
If anybody else has noticed that the moon is spinning backwards, please let us know.
Although the moon is definitely spinning backwards. I've definitely noticed that.
I'm the godmother of several cats.
What do you do with a 5-foot iguana?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Wicket, did you know what the legal drinking age in England is? Take a guess what the legal drinking age in England is.
14.
Lower.
Is it? Is there no drinking age?
No, there is a drinking age.
Okay, is it 12?
Lower.
Okay, 10, 8, 6, I don't know.
5.
Why?
There's no why. And it's not about being served out. So being served out is different. But as long as the kid is drinking alcohol at home,
right,
you can start drinking alcohol at 5.
In Wisconsin, if your parent is with you and you're 16 or whatever at a bar, the kid can drink at a bar as long as the parent says it's okay. In Wisconsin.
At any age?
Any age. The parent has to allow it, but it's still like a 16-year-old can't walk into a bar and start drinking. I mean, you can in probably small town Wisconsin. But like if you walked into a bar in Milwaukee or Madison, the two biggest cities in Wisconsin, with your mom or your dad, as long as they are your legal guardian and you want to have a beer and you're a high school kid, your parents can allow that. It is okay to do it in Wisconsin. It's the drunkest state I've ever been in my life.
Okay, Wisconsin is weird.
That is accurate.
Because with the no drinking age thing, I thought, well, damn, Wisconsin sounds really progressive. But then I'm looking at other laws in Wisconsin, and did you know that it's illegal for a car to be parked on the street for more than 2 hours unless a horse is tied to it? In Wisconsin.
You also can't buy booze in a store after 9. Like liquor stores, grocery stores, they don't sell alcohol after 9 because the liquor board has so much power in that state, they want you out at a bar.
Did you know that...
So you can drink and drive.
You can't make cheese in Wisconsin unless you have a license. And if you want to make Limburger cheese, you have to have a master's in cheese making.
Well, what do you think they're known for? Cheese? brats and beer. That's what Wisconsin's known for.
But considering
that Packers fans wear cheese on their head.
Children can drink at any age.
Yeah.
You can't just make cheese at home
without a
license.
I mean, maybe you can make it. You just can't probably make it commercially.
Can you imagine a raid, the cops just busting down your door because you were attempting to make cheese in your home without a license? And God forbid it's Limburger.
I mean, you better be prepared. Wisconsin's a different place, man. They're nice people. I loved living there. It's kind of like Iowa. There's a Wisconsin, because everybody thinks Iowa nice is only an Iowa thing, but like Wisconsin nice, people say Wisconsin nice. Kansas City, people said Kansas City nice. It's a Midwest nice thing, but every state adopts it. Although when I lived in Michigan, no one ever said Michigan nice. I never heard the term state or city before, and then the word nice until I moved to Wisconsin, Kansas City, and Iowa nice. No one's ever like, oh, you know, Detroit nice. No one says that.
No, they embrace.
Yeah, I never heard Illinois nice either.
No,
but Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas City nice, I've heard a lot in my time in the last 15, 20 years.
In Seattle, they have the Seattle freeze, and I love it. So a lot of people don't like it, but the Seattle freeze is you don't talk to people that you don't know. You don't look at people
oh
you don't
God.
Know. You don't start
opposite.
A conversation. It's... If you meet someone out in public and you're like, oh my gosh, we should do this again. Yeah, we should. You're not ever seeing that person again. And here, when you say, oh my gosh, we should do this again, people think that you're actually going to talk to them
right,
again.
Like you tell
and
the,
it's
like,
so confusing.
Like you tell the truth. Like, hey, we should do this again. I mean that. And
no.
You're like, yeah, we should do that again. And then you do it again. Like,
no, you don't ever do it again. Why would you ever want to do it again?
No wonder this place is a bit of a culture shock for you when you got here.
There's one thing that we do want to do again, which is Iowa Craft Brew Fest.
Okay, if you want to go to the Iowa Craft Brew Fest, it's coming up June 1st, Waterworks Park. Right now, dealmoyne.com, dealmoyne.com. It's not even 50% off. It's 54% off. It's buy one, get one right
even
now.
Even better.
$50. These things are $109.62 for some reason. But right now, buy one, get one. If you want to go, half off to the Iowa Craft Brew Fest, dealmoyne.com.
Wicket will be frolicking around the grounds at Waterworks Park.
Heather will be driving. No, this is the one time you don't drive.
No, this is literally one of like five times a year that I do not drive. I will be
can't wait for this.
In a monogamous relationship with the Confluence Brewing Tent, and Wicket will be frolicking, no, God knows where.
Pouring around, it's fine. Try a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I love the Craft Brew Fest.
Dealmoyne.com. DEALMOINES.com. So when you're performing tricks with a lightsaber, Wicket, you get a little out of breath.
Wicket. I got myself dressed somehow.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.